Like a lot of people, you might have a smart speaker in your home. The voice-activated devices deliver news and weather information. They can also control home appliances and, of course, help you buy stuff online. Recently, we reported on how smart speakers are being used by people in Georgia to make government information more accessible to its citizens. Today, John Kalish reports that Amazon's Echo is being used to improve the lives of blind people.
Bill Boulis works for a nonprofit that assists current and former members of the military and their families who've lost their vision. He's been helping clients install and use the Echo. Boulis is blind himself. He got an Echo as soon as they came out.
Using the Amazon Echo was a game changer for me. I used to hate having to depend on my family to do things like help me find something on the on-screen guide, right? I'm blind. I can't see the on-screen guide, but I can do it independently now. I no longer have to depend on somebody else to help me find something to watch.
Besides using it to interact with a cable TV on-screen guide, the Echo can be used to hail a car from a ride service like Lyft or Uber and order groceries from Peapod, the online grocery delivery service. Christina Brino, a blind woman who lives in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, tells her Echo what groceries to put on the list.
It's so nice. You could be walking in the house and you say, oh, I need this. You could say, Alexa, ask Peapod. And then I could ask her what I want and she just adds it to my cart.
Like other blind Echo users I spoke to, Brino has several Echoes in her home, including a battery-powered model she uses outdoors. I met a blind tech entrepreneur named Mike May, who lives in Seattle. He has 10 Echoes in two homes he divides his time in. The guy is happily married, but he does admit to having an intimate relationship with another woman.
There's a real Alexa out there somewhere that the voice is based on. She's so much a part of my life, I feel like I know her.
Mike May was sitting down when I broke the news to him that Alexa was really Amy. It turns out the Royal National Institute of Blind People in England commissioned a Polish software company to create synthetic voices to convert newspaper copy into audio files that blind people could listen to. Amy was one of those synthetic voices, but Amazon changed her name to Alexa in 2013 when it acquired the Polish software company.
In a way, this is the dawning of a new interface. This is an audio interface where there is no recourse to a screen.
That's Stephen Tyler, a Brit who worked at the Royal National Institute of Blind People when these synthetic voices were commissioned. He's blind and works in the field of assistive technology.
5 years ago, Alexa would definitely have been an accessibility product. Today, it's a mainstream product. It just so happens that it's accessibility in spades. It's the kind of story that I think we really need to shout about in the disability community.
One model of the Echo comes with a video camera that utilizes machine learning to dispense fashion advice. Some blind people are thinking about using it to help them with their wardrobe selection as they get dressed for work in the morning. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.